AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Lots of reaction today to President Trump's State of the Union address. Saker Magani takes a look at the challenge ahead for him.
President Trump laid out a narrative of success on his watch during last night's marathon State of the Union, and now has to sell it.
We're winning so much that we really don't know what to do about it.
It was a test drive for the message he'll try to pitch Americans before the pivotal midterm elections, where Republicans hope to maintain their majorities. But despite the president's claims about economic progress, Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger says Americans have a simple question. Is he working to make life more affordable?
We all know the answer is no.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says the affordability issue will dog the president until November.
The buck stops at the White House, and he's been in office long enough now that most Americans are not going to give him a pass on that.
The president will be in Texas Friday to start the sales pitch, a day after Vice President Vance visits a Wisconsin factory. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks rose on Wall Street, erasing their losses for the week so far. Nvidia and other technology companies led the way. The S&P 500 gained about 0.8%. The Dow rose 307 points, or 0.6%. The Nasdaq climbed 1.3%. In other news, the FBI served search warrants at the Los Angeles Unified School District headquarters and the home of its superintendent, Alberto Caballo. The nature of the investigation remains unclear for now. And Lisa Dwyer has more Jeffrey Epstein fallout.
Harvard has announced former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers will resign from teaching amid a campus review of his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Summers' name appeared hundreds of times in newly released Epstein files, but had been on leave since November. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Many might have seen it as just some good wintertime fun, but Julie Walker reports.
A massive snowball fight in New York City where police were hit creates a frosty situation between Mayor Mamdani and his police commissioner. The NYPD putting out wanted posters for some who threw snowballs at police who were taken to the hospital. Mamdani doubling down on downplaying the issue.
You know, I've said time and time again that I, having seen these videos, to me, it was a snowball fight that got out of hand, and it should be treated accordingly.
Police Commissioner Tisch and the PBA calling the incident disgraceful and criminal. Monday's giant snowball fight in Washington Square Park, which was promoted on social media, as innocuous as it seems, presents the latest political test for Mamdani just weeks into his term. Julie Walker, New York.
Light snow has been falling in the Northeast today. More than 138,000 power customers still in the dark. More news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.